The term job training may conjure images of middle-wage earners whose positions have been sent overseas. Perhaps they need IT training or some other high-tech skill. But increasingly, job training programs in this country focus on enabling people to work in minimum and low-wage jobs.
I mean, I've been studying this whole issue of hourly workers since the early 90s, at a time when people thought I was crazy.
Jennifer Swanberg is a researcher in social policy at the University of Kentucky. These days, she feels vindicated.
The reality is that more and more companies are relying on their hourly, lower-wage workers. These are the jobs that are being created in our economy. And these are all customer service companies.
And their employees are not stuck in the back room of a factory. They're on the front line of commerce, interacting with the public. So if they don't perform well, business could suffer.
The rationale is that if you want to provide excellent customer service, you have to have employees who like their job and who are going to be kind and accommodating to their customer.
But getting and keeping such workers is more difficult. Numerous analysts predict a shortage of low-wage workers in coming decades. This has set off something of a scramble for new recruitment and training strategies. Swanberg has studied 15 companies trying to lure low-wage workers. She says one pioneer has been CVS Pharmacy, a drugstore chain. In Washington, D.C.'s Ward 8 neighborhood, a place where unemployment has hit more than 20%, Steve Wing meets us on a windy fall day. He's director of government programs for CVS and has invited us to tour the company's recruitment and training center here. It was the first of its kind when it opened 3 years ago. CVS now has 7 nationwide with plans for more. This center is run jointly with the city's Employment Services Agency, and Wing says the District of Columbia specifically picked this neighborhood as the site.
When we first got here, it was not uncommon to see cars parked out here that were abandoned and see people out just standing out in the streets.
The neighborhood has much improved since then, with new construction, even sidewalk landscaping, and Wing likes to think that's due in part to what's going on inside the center. A handful of job seekers scan websites at state-of-the-art computer terminals. Each site has a phone, and there are training tapes and a jobs counselor on hand. Wing says what's trend-setting here is how CVS and the District of Columbia work together under one roof.
Services, all the different services that the city offers. So if someone is looking for employment, they come here. If they need help with child care or transportation or any assistance that they need, they can come here and they can get that help.
Various public agencies and nonprofits also refer potential employees to this site. This funnels in a stream of job applicants who are free to apply to any company. CVS, though, gets first crack at them. Nancy Pindus of the Urban Institute says the system amounts to an expansion of welfare-to-work programs from the late 90s.
This is viewed as a pool of labor that both low-income workers, some with disabilities or with other hard barriers to employment, ex-offenders are another group that's included in that. How to get employers to look at these groups and say, gee, I might hire from this particular population. And generally, they're not going to look at that group unless there's some intermediary or some other organization that says, I can bring you qualified workers and it's not going to cost you extra.
And it doesn't cost CVS much extra at all. Steve Wing says the expense of centers like this one is nearly covered by federal tax incentives. So why doesn't every business do this?
It's a well-kept secret, I think. And really what we see is this as a competitive advantage.
Once CVS hires employees, they go to the back of this building for extensive training.
Remember, the store should be shoppable, which is clean, neat, and organized. It should be in stock, and we should have great service.
In a mock-up of a CVS store, a trainer takes 8 new hires through the basics, from confidentiality and ethics in the pharmacy to how to deal with difficult customers. At one point, she asks each employee to pick a product and explain how they think it could improve their customers' lives.
I have black opal. It's true and liquid foundation. It will help you live long and healthy if you just put it on your face to get rid of all the little blocks and stuff.
So why would that help you?
Because you look pretty and decent all the time.
Okay, so that'll make you happy because you look good. Because when you look good...
Job coach Charnetta Young says the new hires here come from a variety of backgrounds.
We have people who this is their first job. We have people who have a series of small jobs. We've had people that have had long-term employment and have been laid off due to technology. We have people who were typists and clerks and a lot of things that have been taken away due to the technology. So we have a variety of people, all different walks of life, and they're coming in and they're either trying to start their first career or starting a new career, trying to just, we even have retirees that try to just getting back in the workforce, just something to do to get out of the house every day.
For entry-level service jobs like these, analysts say a turnover rate of a staggering 200% is not uncommon. That can be a debilitating cost for the employer, who must constantly retrain new hires. So along with its training programs, CVS offers a host of benefits, not just life and health insurance, but also a pension plan and subsidies and loans for college tuition. And it's not alone. Analysts say other companies are attracting low-wage workers with flexible schedules, emergency loans, help with childcare. Wing says it all fosters loyalty.
What we're seeing in these programs here is a high retention rate. So it's just the opposite, that we're seeing people staying with us longer and making careers out of their jobs instead of, you know, looking at, here's a job that I'm going to work at for a few months and then I'm going to see something else and I'm going to go there. I think we're seeing people now that see the value of a career path.
Do you have some things in there that needs to go to the laundromat?
CVS employee Dee Hankins is at home on her day off. She's been with the drugstore chain for 18 months in its photo department and has been promoted twice in that time.
And then once I got to supervisor, it was like a week or maybe 2 weeks later, they asked me to train everyone that's interested in photo. So I train them and then I certify them.
What kind of hourly pay was the starting and how is it
now? The starting was, I think, $6.75 and now I'm at $9.
And does that work for you?
It works for me, yes. I guess I've always liked retail, and this is something different for me. I like it.
Hankins says she expects another raise soon. She's 58 and plans to stay with CVS until retiring in a few years, though the pharmacy chain may try to convince her not to leave. Part of the looming low-wage worker shortage is due to an aging population, so CVS is heavily recruiting older workers. There are now several employees in their 90s, and Steve Wing says in the next decade he hopes to have workers on the job past 100. For more about our series on low-wage work, go to our website, npr.org.